With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump expressed his views on interest rates during a recent meeting with a Federal Reserve chairman. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Thursday's meeting was the first between Donald Trump and Jerome Powell during the president's second term. Unlike past presidents, Trump has called the Fed chair nasty names and sharply criticized the central bank for not lowering interest rates.
The president's been very vocal about that, both publicly and now I can reveal privately as well.
Powell told the president that the Fed would make decisions based solely on careful, objective, and non-political analysis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The coming week will bring a clearer picture of how the economy is faring with a report on the job market, worker productivity, and the trade deficit, amongst other metrics.
We'll also hear from more than a half dozen high-ranking Federal Reserve officials, including Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Payroll processor ADP releases its May employment report Wednesday. The median forecast is for 112,000 jobs. Friday brings the government's May employment report, expected to show the addition of 125,000 jobs compared to 177,000 in April. Forecasters predict the unemployment rate will hold steady at 4.2%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Russian officials say explosions caused two bridges to collapse and derailed a pair of trains in western Russia over the weekend. Authorities did not say what had caused the blasts. In one of the incidents, seven people were killed and dozens other injured. The first bridge in the Bryansk region on the border of Ukraine collapsed on top of a passenger train yesterday, causing most of the casualties. French authorities say two fans have died and a police officer is in critical condition after celebrations around the country for Paris Saint-Germain's historic Champions League victory, Europe soccer's biggest prize. This is SRN News. Abortion advocates have filed suit against Arizona to unravel several laws regulating abortion in the state. The lawsuit was filed by two providers in the state and the Arizona Medical Association. It comes more than 6 months after voters enshrined abortion in the state constitution up to fetal viability, which is the point at which an unborn baby can survive outside of the womb. The advocates are seeking to undo laws, including those that bar abortions sought based on genetic abnormalities, require informed consent in person at least 24 hours before, and offer an opportunity to view an ultrasound. A group of 17 European Union countries is trying to pressure Hungary to repeal a new law that allows the government to ban public gay pride events. The group doesn't like the statute, which allows fines on people organizing or taking part in pride events. In fact, the Hungarian law says that children's rights to moral, physical, and spiritual development supersede anyone else's rights to life. This is SRN News. A two-time World Series winner has been given an around-the-clock security detail following a rise in online death threats.
Houston's Lance McCullers is one of two MLB pitchers whose families have received online death threats this month as internet abuse of players and their families is on the rise. Boston reliever Liam Hendricks posted on social media after the incident with McCullers to call out people who were threatening his wife's life. The Astros contacted MLB security and the Houston Police Department following the threats. McCullers, who has two young daughters, reached out to the team about providing security for his family. Astros owner Jim Crane stepped in and hired 24-hour security. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Pascal Siakam scored 31 points, Tyrese Halliburton 21 and 13 assists, and the Indiana Pacers pulled away for a 125-108 victory over the Knicks yesterday to reach the NBA Finals. They'll meet Oklahoma City. This is SRN News.